So last week at the Rotary Club of Baton Rouge, the guest speaker was Adam Knapp. I shouldn't say guest speaker. The speaker was Adam Knapp. He's a Rotary member. He's the head of C100 and went in depth and into pretty decent detail over the job situation in Louisiana, where we are and where we should be. Reading from the Advocate's recounting of his visit, over the past 8 years, Louisiana's economic development performance lagged behind that of most other southern states, and efforts to recruit new businesses has slowed down. A series of reforms approved early this year aims to reverse those numbers, according to Adam Knapp, the CEO of the Committee of 100. Now, joining us to talk about this is the president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, Will Green. Will, welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you on this morning, because as soon as Adam hit the podium on Wednesday, I was like, man, a lot of what he's talking about with revamping and reorganizing LED and some of the things that the state legislature did this past session, they sounded awful familiar based off of conversations that we've had.
Yeah, so, Brian, again, thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, look, it's no surprise if you've read our LA-driven plan. You know, this is something that we've been talking about, you know, for several years now, but something that really culminated, gosh, it's been a year now almost since we launched our, you know, what was called the strategic plan was LA-23, and then we called the Take Action LA-driven, right? I mean, when we set out to try to figure out, you know, why are we lagging behind the rest of the country? Why are we losing more population than we're gaining, right? Why are we, you know, in the 40s in education and our tax climate? Why do we have the highest cost insurance in the country? You know, why are we losing jobs and you know, like Adam reported, you know, why are we just not keeping up with the rest of the South when it comes to job numbers and job creation and attracting, you know, talent and innovation? You know, it's really just comes down to, you know, policy and decision and breaking down silos within departments. And, you know, one of the things that the LA-23, now the LA-driven plan, really pointed out was that, look, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? I mean, we can look and see what other states have done. And I think, you know, that's what LED did. You know, they went out and they looked at, you know, states like Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, states that have kind of beat the Southern average on job creation and attracting manufacturing and agriculture and things like that. And they found that, look, you've got to, you know, states and departments have to move at the speed of business. And that kind of equals success.
Okay, moving at the speed of business is something we have not been good at traditionally. And you talk about how it's policy driven. What kind of policy are we talking about here? Because I find that oftentimes Louisiana will take its eye off the ball and focus on things that just don't matter.
Yeah, well, look, one thing, you know, again, is that, you know, oftentimes in like a department like LED, and Adam mentioned this, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, governors change or leadership changes and inside the department, you know, you have shifts in leadership as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the things that how you kind of overcome that is you create a strategic plan. I mean, you have a plan in place that can kind of survive the ebbs and flows or overcome the ebbs and flows of leadership or new governors. And, you know, when you have that plan in place, you have the structure in place to succeed, you know, despite maybe some changes in leadership. Other states do that. You know, other states have strategic plans. They have goals. They have benchmarks that no matter who's in leadership, you know, they can look back and they can see, okay, what is the measure for success for me, despite who's in, you know, who the governor may be or who the secretary may be. We just haven't done a good job of that in the past. And I think we are doing that now. I mean, we're creating, you know, boards within LED that are made up of actual business people that know the needs of business, you know, that know how to attract and retain talent. They know how to build business. They kind of know the different industry sectors within Louisiana. And they're building out that strategic plan that can survive beyond just, you know, maybe one governor or one secretary, and can leave kind of a legacy and can benchmark. And those are the ways that, you know, other states have been successful, and we can kind of model that, and we can take that here in Louisiana, and we can duplicate that success.
Duplicating success would be a good starter, because while we watch states around us, you know, they're already out in front. At the very least right now, we've got to keep pace. So duplicating would be great, but we've got to find the next step beyond duplicating in order to make up ground beyond there. That brings us back around to LA Driven, and I think we're off to a pretty good start here. Will Green from LABI is our guest, talking a little bit about basically, I mean, the long and the short of it, Will, is how do we get the jobs back? Talk to me a little bit about what LA Driven got done within this last legislative session, basically the first bite at the apple y'all had.
Yeah, so, you know, LA Driven, I'm just, you know, so excited about the progress we've made. You know, gosh, it's been about a year now since we launched that. And, you know, what we wanted to do was we wanted to make that a living, breathing document. And the first thing we did was we merged that document, that strategic plan, you know, that covered everything from insurance to tax to education to workforce to criminal justice reform. We merged that strategic plan with our internal LABI program of work, which, you know, our program of work is what guides us on policy and how we, you know, where we support bills or oppose bills and you know, regulatory rules and things like that. So we merged the strategic plan with our program of work, and, you know, that resulted in us going to the Capitol and help supporting roughly about, you know, over 50 bills that ultimately passed at the legislature. Bills, you know, that helped pass the Education Savings Account in Louisiana, bills that helped, you know, revamp our corporate charter program, you know, bills that helped, you know, get GED programs in the prison systems and IDs mandatory for everyone coming out of the prison system, so that, you know, it helps ex-offenders, you know, get jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, these are, you know, things that we were passionate about to try to move the state forward, you know. And again, you just talked about the LED org. Not only did LED reorganize, but the LWC reorganized and DNR reorganized. And so it's all about, you know, breaking down silos in these different departments, you know, to make our state run better. And, you know, again, we talk about, you know, make the state run at the speed of business. And so, you know, we did that, and again, incredibly successful. But, you know, we don't just want to have LA driven be a legislative tool. We want it to work outside of the legislature as well. And so we want to, you know, support programs and do programming, things like Manufacturing Day, things like small business boot camps, you know, give small businesses the tools that they need. You know, we've got a ton of small businesses in LABI is made up mostly of small businesses.
Oh yeah.
You know, these are incredible job creators and innovators, but sometimes they just don't have the tools or the resources they need. Things like, you know, social media training, you know, things like alternative sources of funding. And so these are the things that we want to create programs for them, where they can come and sit at a day of training on social media or HR or, you know, alternative funding solutions. Give them the tools in a couple of days that you know, for ideas that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have access to. And so we really want LA Driven to complete the whole strategic plan circle to help grow business here, attract business here, and really move Louisiana forward as an economic titan across the South over the next few years.
Important to note that the basis of LA Driven, or when it was started as LA 23, these were the goals to hit by 2030. So it's important to not look at it on a day-to-day basis to say, have we grown from yesterday to today? We need to take a step back, a further step back, and look at things maybe year by year, or 2 to 3 years by 2 to 3 years. Because this is like, it's like watching your retirement on an hourly basis. It's just going to lead to nothing but frustration.
Yeah, and look, if you know, if you look at states, that's right, Brian. I'm glad you mentioned that because we've learned a couple of things. You know, right? I mean, it's what we talked about earlier. It's we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're looking at what other states have done, states that have moved up their rankings, and they don't do it overnight. That's one thing.
Right.
You know, it's a multi-year effort, but they also don't have 1 year of success and then they just kind of sit back and kick their feet up and high five, right? They continue the work.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we had a successful year on, you know, criminal justice reform. We had a successful year on education reform, you know, with the ESAs and with corporate charters. And now, you know, Dr. Brumley is leading the charge on, you know, revamping our accountability system. But we can't just kick our feet up on education reform and say, okay, we did it, you know.
Right.
Look what happened a few years ago with tax reform. You know, we came out, we did some tax reform, and we moved, I think, to 38th in the country from, like, 47th. But slowly but surely, we've crept back up to 40th. And, you know, if you've heard the Secretary Nelson recently, he said, look, if we don't get rid of corporate franchise tax, if we don't lower our corporate income rate, if we don't lower our personal rate,
yeah.
You know, if we don't get rid of or totally revamp our inventory tax, like other states have done, I mean, other states have done significant tax reform in the time that we have a few years ago, our ranking's going to go back to the high 40s.
Right.
And again, these are things that businesses are looking at when they want to grow here or when they want to relocate here. And so we've got to keep up the policy discussion. We've got to keep pressing. We've got to keep doing policy updates to try to move the needle and to try to move Louisiana out of, you know, some of these bad rankings. And in order to encourage business growth, in order to relieve some of the burden on our citizens, and I'm convinced we're going to continue to do that.
If I'm remembering right, according to the LA 2020, the LA 23 surveys, the now LA driven, taxes were the number one culprit of making Louisiana's business climate worse. Litigation was number two. Number three on the list was government leadership. Will, before I get you out of here, from the time the survey was taken until now, there's been an overhaul of who that government leadership is. So I got to ask before I get you out of here, where's our report card on our government leaders? How close are we to seeing our scorecards?
Yeah, so incredibly close. We expect that to come out in the next couple of weeks. Okay. Again, we really excited to release that. Look, that is our lobby scorecard where we grade, you know, we take some of the most pivotal pieces of legislation that we know will move the state forward. And obviously we take a look at where legislators voted on those things. We score them, and you know, that'll tell the public just how business friendly they are, just how important they consider moving the state forward. And so we should be releasing that here in a couple of weeks, along with our Fifth and Main magazine. And so, Brian, I'm so excited to have that come out here pretty soon. And so, stay tuned.
No, absolutely. So next week, of course, Labor Day. So let's get you on a non-Monday just to make sure we're all staying up to speed.
Absolutely.
Good deal. He's Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We always appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you.